As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
We'll give you the top five reasons why Team LeBron will beat Team Durant. We'll look at five teams that are thriving heading into the All-Star break. And if one of them will make a tantalizing deal for Nikola Vucevic, and a legend fails in his attempt to purchase the team he's wanted to buy for years. Hey, I'm Tess Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA. Welcome to the midway point of the 2020-2021 NBA season. Usually, the All-Star break doesn't land halfway through team schedules, but this year it does, so basketball geeks like me have to be rejoicing out there. Kind of like when you crack open a soft-boiled egg and the perfect amount of yolk runs out. Yeah, gotta be rejoicing. Sorry, I just had breakfast. Anyway, the All-Star draft happened. LeBron and Kevin Durant made their picks on TNT Thursday. With the first pick, LeBron selected Giannis Antetokounmpo. The rest of LeBron's starting five, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, and Nikola Jokic. Whoa! Durant's starters are Kyrie Irving, Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard, Bradley Beal, and Jason Tatum. Very good, but advantage Team LeBron. LeBron's bench, Jaylen Brown, Paul George, Rudy Gobert, Damian Lillard, Chris Paul, Domantas Sabonis, and Ben Simmons. While Durant's bench is Devin Booker, Julius Randle, Nikola Vucevic, James Harden, Zach LaVine, Zion Williamson, and Donovan Mitchell. LeBron's team has already won this All-Star game. Here are the top five reasons why Team LeBron will defeat Team Durant.
Top five, top five, top five. Top five, top five, top five.
Number five. On Thursday, LeBron gave us the first look at his upcoming movie, Space Jam: A New Legacy. Tweety Bird, Lola Bunny, Don Cheadle. Do you think LeBron is going to perform poorly in the first basketball game that he plays in after revealing some photos from the legendary Space Jam movie that he is going to star in? No chance. Also, love how it's called Space Jam: A New Legacy and not Space Jam 2. Forget about that Michael Jordan guy. This is a new series. Number four, when number one overall pick Giannis Antetokounmpo was asked his thoughts on the rosters, this is what he had to say.
So it's you and LeBron, obviously, and then Steph, Luka, and Jokic.
That's a starting five?
Yes.
Yeah, it's over, guys.
I agree, Giannis. It's over. Done. Sorry, only had shredded chicken last second here. Number one pick saying it's over. Oh dear, it is over. At number three, the only two guys on either roster that aren't going to take a jump shot are both on Team LeBron, Rudy Gobert and Ben Simmons. And that's valuable in an All-Star game when teams aren't playing defense. Dunks are there to be had, especially if you're playing with shooters. Guys that won't shoot surrounded by guys that will. Advantage Team LeBron. Number two, Kevin Durant isn't playing. He's injured. Jason Tatum has replaced him in the starting lineup, But Tatum isn't Kevin Durant. He's been compared to Kevin Durant his whole life, sure, but the legend himself is not playing. And the number one reason Team LeBron will defeat Team Durant is because Drake dropped 3 new songs Friday at midnight, and LeBron has already declared his love for it. Team LeBron already has their soundtrack for the weekend. Yeah, they can come into All-Star Weekend, vibe into those same 3 songs. That is team bonding. By the way, one of the songs is called Lemon Pepper Freestyle. I think there might be some partying in Atlanta this weekend. The only way Team Durant can recover from this is if St. Louis boy Nelly drops some songs for his St. Louis boys, Jason Tatum and Bradley Beal, who are both on Team Durant. But there's no chance. It's over. Team LeBron is going to defeat Team Durant. With this being the midway point of the season, I wanted to take a look at the state of 5 teams and how they're looking forward to the second half for very different reasons. Let's start with the Portland Trail Blazers. They finished off an incredible first half of the year for them, 21-14 despite so many injuries. Their finish was brilliant, indicative of their entire year. Damian Lillard, 15 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Kings. He had 44 overall. Lillard has had to do so much because CJ McCollum has been out for so long. He could have been an all-star himself, having a career year, 26.7 points per game for him. He should be back very soon after the break. Great news. And Yusuf Nurkic should also be back. So those two guys coming back to a 21-14 team. What a solid, solid start by the Blazers despite all these obstacles they've had to overcome. Moving on to the Los Angeles Clippers. They've lost 3 in a row. They absolutely need the break. They're looking forward to the second half. The latest loss was to Washington on Thursday. No Paul George in the lineup. He was a late scratch due to dizziness. You don't see that often, so hopefully he's all right. And they've got some reasons. They didn't have one of either Paul George or Kawhi Leonard for 2 of their last 3 losses, but they haven't looked entirely cohesive. Stop me if you've heard that before when talking about the Los Angeles Clippers. And the fact that Kawhi or Paul George aren't getting reps together is a negative. That's what happened going into the bubble last season when they flamed out after having a 3-1 lead against the Nuggets. Moving on to the Bucks. Just like Giannis Antetokounmpo eating that chicken, the Bucks have to be grinning from ear to ear with what they have in Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday hit the game winner versus the Grizzlies on Thursday night. This is exactly the reason why the Bucks traded for him in the offseason. They gave up the moon and stars for a situation like the Bucks faced against the Grizzlies late. The Bucks were struggling the last couple minutes in that game. They just couldn't score. And after Ja Morant scored what looked to be the game winner with 7 seconds left for Memphis, Drew Holiday calmly took it upon himself to create a bucket, went up the floor, no timeout, called his own number, created space by the baseline, a mid-range baseline jumper, went swish, Bucks win. They need a playmaker like that when it comes to the postseason. Moving on to the Denver Nuggets. They've won 4 in a row after beating the Pacers on Thursday. All those wins on the road. Denver, a good road team this season. They've moved up to 6th in the standings after a very slow start. The interesting part to me, they're winning with a couple guys out. Gary Harris and Paul Millsap. Do they mess with what's working when those guys come back? This could be a blessing. Could this be a changing of the guard and forward in Denver? Gary Harris has essentially been a starter since 2015 with the Nuggets, but he hasn't evolved to the player they thought he would. He's had a bad year. Can he be better off the bench? Keeping Monte Morris starting beside Jamal Murray may be the answer the Nuggets are looking for. Same goes for Paul Millsap. He's started essentially since 2010 in this league. But who goes to the bench when he comes back? Scoring Will Barton or young star Michael Porter Jr., who has finally found his groove recently? Do you mess with that? I'm not so sure. I'll be interested to watch them in the second half. The Boston Celtics. I saved them for last year. They've won 4 in a row, but it hasn't really been convincing or anything. We're talking about a team that had championship aspirations. They're sitting in 4th in the Eastern Conference, but there are plenty of positives here. After beating the Raptors Thursday, Jason Tatum had this to say about his COVID recovery. It's a long process. I know guys who said it takes months to catch their breath back, their wind back. I think I'm on that same track. Well, Tatum has played 21 games since returning from COVID-19. That's 6 weeks of basketball. So the positive here is that Tatum's best is yet to come. The Celtics should get Marcus Smart back when games resume Thursday versus the Nets for them. Oh, that's a big one. Can't wait for that. So Marcus Smart should be there, if it's not Thursday, around there. That's their heartbeat back. And there seems to be some smoke to the rumors that Danny Ainge could acquire a big forward or center type to go along with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Kemba Walker and Smart. According to Shams Charania in his juicy inside pass column on The Athletic, Blake Griffin and the Pistons are going to agree to a buyout. Now, Blake doesn't really fit the timeline for the Celtics. I get that. They want somebody younger, somebody on the trajectory, somebody who can play a little bit better defensively. Okay, let's just get this rumor mill going. Shams also mentions the Celtics and Hornets are among teams interested in Magic two-time All-Star Nikola Vucevic. What? Is Nikola Vucevic going to be traded from the Orlando Magic, having an All-Star season this year? Because he's incredible, probably overlooked by most fans, but he's so good offensively. Maybe I'm buying it because the Celtics have struck out on acquiring Anthony Davis, and my brain says, okay, this is a tiny step down from Anthony Davis. So maybe they can get Nikola Vucevic. Maybe they just have to go for it now, but they don't have the draft capital they once have. They don't really have the young players the Magic would want. Orlando, according to Shams, wants a massive return. And Vooch told Shams he likes the idea of playing for one franchise his whole career. He mentioned Damian Lillard in Portland. So I'm not sure this happens, but the fit makes sense. An incredible offensive five. Those guys would be in Boston if Vooch somehow gets there. Speaking of big men who can shoot, Kevin Garnett's group will not be purchasing the Minnesota Timberwolves. Current owner Glenn Taylor is selling the team, and Garnett had declared his goal of buying the team in the summer of 2020, but this desire goes way back to 2015 when he went back to the Wolves. The strange thing here is that Glenn Taylor on Thursday said he was never contacted by KG, nor was Kevin Garnett's name listed on any of the buying groups. Why is life so weird? There's more on this story on The Athletic by John Krasinski, who's been all over it. Unfortunate for Kevin Garnett, although on his Instagram page, he said he's turning his sights towards potentially new teams in Las Vegas, or if the NBA goes back to Seattle. So look out for that. Enjoy All-Star Weekend. I'll be back on Thursday after the games get going on Wednesday night. We'll talk to you then.